Jesus' teaching starts off with a question, wasn't it, from somebody, an expert in the law, who probably had their own ideas, really, on what it means to have eternal life. It probably meant much, if you do all kinds of the right things and work really hard, then you might have a chance and you might earn the love of God. But he asked the question of Jesus, who came for him and who came for each one of us. And he got the man, didn't he, to say, well, what do you think? Well, yes, so he just rattled off the top of his head about loving God with everything that you had, your mind, your spirit, everything. And of course, what goes with it is loving your neighbour as yourself. I believe in today's age and society, if you asked many people whether they loved themselves, I think you'd be perhaps surprised, or maybe not surprised. I don't think many people love themselves very much. Well, of course, Jesus was saying, well, love your neighbour as you love yourself. Well, if you don't love yourself very much, how are you going to be able to love your neighbour? How could we love ourselves? It was right at the start, wasn't it? It was because we are loved by the most important person of all, by Jesus. He came to give his life in love for each one of us. So as we are loved by Jesus, so we can love ourselves, we can then, as an expression of our love for God, love our neighbours. And that means that everybody has the possibility of life. I'm really, really looking forward and excited to what all that eternal life means. The future, including beyond when I die. But is that all? Oh, that's wonderful. Many years ago, well, not that many years ago, I loved that strap line that Christian Aid had. Do you remember it said, I believe in life before death. That wasn't to say that I believe that was the opposite of life after death. But what about life now? What about life today? What about life today? Jesus said, I have come, so what? That you may have life. And what? Have it fully. All that that means. Is that possible if perhaps you're trapped in a home on your own and can't get out? Just to take one example and one illustration. Do I know my neighbours and how they are? Well, I know one or two of them, and I've lived in the close that I've lived in for over 30 years. I got a little bit of a reprimand, almost like a telling off to myself the other day. As some of you know, I go round a number of nursing homes giving concerts or giving services. And it's lovely, and it's wonderful to do that. We have a great time. I was 2 weeks ago at a nursing home in Stratton, and amongst the group of residents there was a lady who I thought I recognised. It's funny how if in a different place, it doesn't immediately, you know, like walking along the street, I know that person, I know that. And then it's so the lady too said, you're a vicar, aren't you? I said, yeah, well, kind of, yes. And then it suddenly dawned that this was Joyce, who I thought still lived four doors down from me. But actually, several weeks ago, she had moved because she was unable to be able to continue to look after herself anymore. She was living on her own the year before her husband had died. Now, beyond hello, I never really got to know Joyce as a neighbour. We live busy lives, and some people are a bit more independent in their thinking. But anyway, in a sense, it was a bit of a rescue, because I should be going to Weems Lodge again, and I should be looking out for Joyce. But it did speak to me. I did not know my neighbour down the road had moved, let alone what her needs might have been there. We are called to love our neighbours. Now, it could be that sometime we might walk down the street and there could literally be someone struggling. He might have been, or she, beaten up on the ground and needing help. What would we do? I hope we would go to help. But actually, our neighbours can mean so many different things. Maybe not quite so extreme as that. And Jesus was saying, well, actually, everybody is our neighbour. And Jesus often used examples and stories of extremes to make a point. But that doesn't mean that my next door neighbour is my neighbour. And in the love that God has given me, I can show love. And works the other way around. We can receive love. Looking around, all of you here today, you got here by various means. Some of you were able to get here on your own. Some people were helped to get here, supported to get here, and similarly to come home. So as an example of inclusive church, you came here because you were able to. And in some cases, you were supported to do so. And I hope that we've all had a really, really good time here. And if we think about it, oh, I would miss something really special if I'd not been here. And today in Ability Sunday, and thinking about who is my neighbour, we're also thinking about all those thousands of people in this country who care. Some of them are paid, some of them aren't. But they support people. They could be care workers of one sort and another, that are often in the background and often not really thought about, including in our churches, that but nevertheless, they have a vital role to help each one of us in our various stages of life, hopefully experience life today, experience life before death as well as after. And so we're going to move on in a moment to prayer. We're going to sing something first, and Susan's going to lead us in some prayers which will include praying for all those who are involved in caring. But we're going to sing a song which we sang last year too, which includes us all, and it's an invitational song that in a sense we've all been brought home and together. And it's at the invitation of the Lord. He brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. And whilst this song is singing, I shall get four fairly tall people to bring a really big banner over us. And you might want us to gather a little bit more into the middle, and we'll have some joyful chaos whilst we're all close together with a banner of love over us, reminding that together we are loved and we are neighbours with one another.